The Negotiation Toolbox, How to Get What You Want in Any Business or Personal Situation. By George Seidel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Negotiation Toolbox, How to Get What You Want in Any Business or Personal Situation by George Seidel is a comprehensive guide to the art of negotiation. It provides readers with the tools and techniques they need to become successful negotiators. The book is divided into three parts. The first part provides an overview of the negotiation process, including the different types of negotiation, the importance of preparation, and the different strategies and tactics that can be used. The second part focuses on the practical aspects of negotiation, such as how to structure a negotiation, how to use power and influence, and how to handle difficult situations. The third part provides a range of case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed in the book. The Negotiation Toolbox is written in an accessible and engaging style, making it easy for readers to understand and apply the concepts. It provides a comprehensive overview of the negotiation process, from the initial preparation to the final agreement. It also provides practical advice on how to handle difficult situations and how to use power and influence to get the best outcome. The book also includes a range of case studies and examples to illustrate the concepts discussed. Overall, the Negotiation Toolbox is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. It provides a comprehensive overview of the negotiation process and provides practical advice on how to handle difficult situations and how to use power and influence to get the best outcome. It is an essential guide for anyone looking to become a successful negotiator. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Understand the negotiation process. Negotiations involve a process of communication between two or more parties to reach an agreement. It is important to understand the steps of the negotiation process in order to be successful. Main idea number two. Know your goals. Before entering into a negotiation, it is important to know what you want to achieve and to have a clear understanding of your goals. Main idea number three. Prepare for negotiations. Preparation is key to successful negotiations. It is important to research the other party, understand their interests, and develop strategies to achieve your goals. Main idea number four. Establish a positive relationship. Establishing a positive relationship with the other party is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to be respectful and to create an atmosphere of trust and cooperation. Main idea number five. Understand the other party's interests. It is important to understand the other party's interests and to be aware of their needs and goals. This will help you to develop strategies to reach an agreement. Main idea number six. Use effective communication. Effective communication is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to be clear and concise and to listen carefully to the other party. Main idea number seven. Negotiate with flexibility. Negotiations should be conducted with flexibility and an open mind. It is important to be willing to compromise and to consider different solutions. Main idea number eight. Manage conflict. Conflict is inevitable in negotiations. It is important to manage conflict in a constructive manner and to focus on finding solutions. Main idea number nine. Use creative problem solving. Creative problem solving is an important tool for successful negotiations. It is important to think outside the box and to consider different solutions. Main idea number 10. Understand the power of leverage. Leverage is an important tool for successful negotiations. It is important to understand how to use leverage to your advantage. Main idea number 11. Use negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. It is important to understand the different tactics and to use them strategically. Main idea number 12. Negotiate with confidence. Confidence is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to be confident in your abilities and to trust your instincts. Main idea number 13. Negotiate with integrity. Negotiations should be conducted with integrity. It is important to be honest and to act in good faith. Main idea number 14. Understand the impact of culture. Culture can have a significant impact on negotiations. It is important to understand the cultural differences and to be aware of potential misunderstandings. Main idea number 15. Negotiate with empathy. Empathy is an important tool for successful negotiations. It is important to understand the other party's perspective and to be aware of their feelings. Main idea number 16. Use negotiation strategies. Negotiation strategies can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. It is important to understand the different strategies and to use them strategically. Main idea number 17. Negotiate with persuasion. Persuasion is an important tool for successful negotiations. It is important to understand how to use persuasion to your advantage. Main idea number 18. Negotiate with negotiation styles. Different negotiation styles can be used to achieve different outcomes. It is important to understand the different styles and to use them strategically. Main idea number 19. Negotiate with negotiation techniques. Negotiation techniques can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. It is important to understand the different techniques and to use them strategically. Main idea number 20. Negotiate with negotiation tactics. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. It is important to understand the different tactics and to use them strategically. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. The negotiation process typically involves 5 steps: preparation, opening, bargaining, closing, and implementation. Preparation is the first step and involves researching the issue, gathering information, and developing a strategy. Opening is the second step and involves introducing the parties, stating the purpose of the negotiation, and setting the tone for the discussion. Bargaining is the third step and involves exchanging offers and counteroffers, discussing the issues, and reaching an agreement. Closing is the fourth step and involves summarizing the agreement and making sure that all parties understand the terms. Implementation is the fifth step and involves carrying out the agreement and following up to ensure that all parties are satisfied with the outcome. It is important to understand the negotiation process in order to be successful. Preparation is key to a successful negotiation, as it allows the parties to understand the issues and develop a strategy. During the opening, it is important to set the tone for the discussion and ensure that all parties understand the purpose of the negotiation. During the bargaining phase, it is important to exchange offers and counteroffers and discuss the issues in order to reach an agreement. During the closing, it is important to summarize the agreement and make sure that all parties understand the terms. Finally, during the implementation phase, it is important to carry out the agreement and follow up to ensure that all parties are satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 2. Knowing your goals is essential to successful negotiation. It is important to have a clear understanding of what you want to achieve before entering into a negotiation. This will help you to focus on the key issues and to develop strategies to reach your desired outcome. It is also important to be realistic about what you can achieve and to be prepared to compromise if necessary. Knowing your goals will help you to stay focused and to remain confident in the negotiation process. It is also important to consider the other party's goals and interests. Understanding the other party's objectives can help you to develop strategies to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. It is also important to be aware of the other party's constraints and to be prepared to make concessions if necessary. Knowing the other party's goals and interests will help you to negotiate effectively and to reach a successful outcome. By knowing your goals and understanding the other party's objectives, you will be better prepared to negotiate effectively and to reach a successful outcome. This will help you to remain confident and to stay focused on the key issues. Knowing your goals and understanding the other party's objectives will help you to reach a mutually beneficial agreement and to achieve your desired outcome. Main idea number 3. Preparing for negotiations is essential to achieving a successful outcome. It is important to research the other party, understand their interests, and develop strategies to achieve your goals. This means gathering as much information as possible about the other party, their interests, and their goals. It also means understanding the context of the negotiation, such as the legal and economic environment, and the power dynamics between the parties. Additionally, it is important to develop a strategy for the negotiation, including tactics and techniques to use during the negotiation. This includes understanding the interests of the other party, and developing strategies to meet those interests while still achieving your own goals. Finally, it is important to practice the negotiation, so that you are prepared for any eventuality. Once you have done your research and developed your strategy, it is important to practice the negotiation. This means role-playing the negotiation with a partner, or even by yourself. This will help you to become familiar with the negotiation process, and to develop the skills necessary to be successful. Additionally, it will help you to become comfortable with the negotiation process, and to develop the confidence necessary to be successful. Finally, it will help you to become familiar with the tactics and techniques that you can use during the negotiation. By preparing for negotiations, you can increase your chances of achieving a successful outcome. Researching the other party, understanding their interests, and developing strategies to meet those interests while still achieving your own goals are all important steps in the process. Additionally, practicing the negotiation will help you to become comfortable with the process, and to develop the skills and confidence necessary to be successful. With the right preparation, you can increase your chances of achieving a successful outcome in any negotiation. Main idea number 4. Establishing a positive relationship with the other party is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to create an atmosphere of trust and cooperation by being respectful and open to the other party's ideas and opinions. It is also important to be honest and transparent in your communication and to be willing to listen to the other party's perspective. Additionally, it is important to be patient and understanding, and to be willing to compromise and work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. By taking the time to build a positive relationship with the other party, you can create an environment of trust and collaboration that will help you reach a successful outcome. In order to establish a positive relationship, it is important to be aware of the other party's needs and interests. It is also important to be flexible and to be willing to adjust your approach if necessary. Additionally, it is important to be open to feedback and to be willing to make changes if needed. By taking the time to understand the other party's perspective and to be willing to compromise, you can create a positive relationship that will help you reach a successful outcome. Main idea number 5. When negotiating, it is essential to understand the other party's interests. This means taking the time to research and understand their needs and goals. Knowing what the other party wants and needs will help you to develop strategies to reach an agreement. It is important to remember that the other party's interests may not be the same as yours. You may have different goals and objectives, and it is important to be aware of this. When you understand the other party's interests, you can use this knowledge to your advantage. You can use it to develop strategies to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both parties. You can also use it to identify areas of common ground and to develop solutions that are mutually beneficial. Understanding the other party's interests will also help you to anticipate their reactions and to prepare for potential obstacles. In order to understand the other party's interests, it is important to ask questions and to listen carefully to their answers. It is also important to be open to their ideas and to be willing to compromise. By taking the time to understand the other party's interests, you will be better prepared to negotiate a successful agreement. Main idea number 6. Effective communication is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to ensure that both parties understand each other's needs and interests, and that they are able to express their own in a clear and concise manner. It is also important to listen carefully to the other party and to be open to their ideas and suggestions. This will help to ensure that both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. When communicating, it is important to be respectful and to avoid any language that could be seen as aggressive or confrontational. It is also important to be aware of any cultural differences that may exist between the two parties, as this could affect the way in which the negotiation is conducted. It is also important to be aware of any potential power imbalances that may exist, and to ensure that both parties are given an equal opportunity to express their views. Finally, it is important to be patient and to allow for sufficient time for both parties to discuss their needs and interests. This will help to ensure that both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. Main idea number 7. Negotiating with flexibility is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to be open to different solutions and to be willing to compromise. Negotiations should be conducted in a way that allows for both parties to benefit from the outcome. This means that both parties should be willing to make concessions and to consider different options. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to adjust the negotiation strategy accordingly. Negotiations should be conducted in a way that allows for both parties to come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. When negotiating with flexibility, it is important to be patient and to take the time to listen to the other party's perspective. It is also important to be willing to make concessions and to consider different solutions. Negotiations should be conducted in a way that allows for both parties to benefit from the outcome. This means that both parties should be willing to make concessions and to consider different options. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to adjust the negotiation strategy accordingly. Negotiating with flexibility also requires good communication skills. It is important to be able to clearly articulate one's own interests and to be able to listen to the other party's perspective. It is also important to be able to ask questions and to be willing to consider different solutions. Negotiations should be conducted in a way that allows for both parties to come away feeling satisfied with the outcome. Main idea number 8. Managing conflict in negotiations is essential for achieving successful outcomes. Conflict can arise from differences in interests, values, or perspectives. It is important to recognize and address these differences in a constructive manner. This can be done by focusing on finding solutions that are mutually beneficial and that address the underlying issues. It is also important to remain open to different perspectives and to be willing to compromise. By doing so, it is possible to reach an agreement that is satisfactory to all parties involved. When managing conflict, it is important to remain professional and to avoid personal attacks. It is also important to remain focused on the task at hand and to avoid getting sidetracked by irrelevant issues. It is also important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be willing to make concessions in order to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Finally, it is important to be patient and to be willing to take the time to explore all possible solutions. Main idea number 9. Creative problem solving is an essential tool for successful negotiations. It involves thinking outside the box and considering different solutions that may not be immediately obvious. Creative problem solving can help negotiators to identify and explore potential solutions that may not have been considered before. It can also help to identify potential areas of agreement and compromise that can be used to reach a successful outcome. Creative problem solving can also help negotiators to identify potential areas of disagreement and to develop strategies to address them. When using creative problem solving, it is important to consider all possible solutions and to think creatively about how to reach a successful outcome. It is also important to consider the interests of all parties involved and to look for ways to bridge any gaps between them. Creative problem solving can help negotiators to identify potential solutions that are mutually beneficial and to develop strategies to reach a successful outcome. Creative problem solving can be a powerful tool for successful negotiations. It can help negotiators to identify potential solutions that may not have been considered before and to develop strategies to reach a successful outcome. By thinking outside the box and considering different solutions, negotiators can use creative problem solving to reach a successful outcome in any negotiation. Main idea number 10. Leverage is a powerful tool in negotiations. It is the ability to use something of value to gain an advantage in a negotiation. Leverage can be used to increase the value of an offer, to gain concessions, or to gain access to resources. Leverage can be used to increase the power of a negotiator, to gain a better outcome, or to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests. When used correctly, leverage can be a powerful tool in negotiations. It can be used to increase the value of an offer, to gain concessions, or to gain access to resources. Leverage can also be used to increase the power of a negotiator, to gain a better outcome, or to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests. Leverage can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties benefit from the negotiation. In order to use leverage effectively, it is important to understand the interests of the other party. It is also important to understand the power dynamics of the negotiation. Leverage can be used to increase the power of a negotiator, to gain a better outcome, or to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests. It is important to use leverage in a way that is beneficial to both parties. Understanding the power of leverage is an important part of successful negotiations. Leverage can be used to increase the value of an offer, to gain concessions, or to gain access to resources. It can also be used to increase the power of a negotiator, to gain a better outcome, or to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests. Leverage can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties benefit from the negotiation. Main idea number 11. Negotiation tactics are strategies used to gain an advantage in negotiations. They can be used to influence the outcome of a negotiation, to gain concessions, or to gain a better understanding of the other party's interests. Negotiation tactics can be divided into two categories, hard tactics and soft tactics. Hard tactics are more aggressive and involve threats, ultimatums, and other forms of pressure. Soft tactics are more subtle and involve persuasion, compromise, and other forms of influence. It is important to understand the different tactics and to use them strategically. Hard tactics should be used sparingly and only when necessary, as they can be seen as aggressive and can damage relationships. Soft tactics should be used more often, as they are more likely to lead to a successful outcome. It is also important to be aware of the other party's tactics and to be prepared to counter them. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations, but it is important to use them strategically. Hard tactics should be used sparingly and soft tactics should be used more often. It is also important to be aware of the other party's tactics and to be prepared to counter them. With the right tactics, it is possible to gain an advantage in negotiations and to achieve a successful outcome. Main idea number 12. Negotiating with confidence is essential for achieving successful outcomes. It is important to be confident in your abilities and to trust your instincts. When negotiating, it is important to be aware of your own strengths and weaknesses, and to be prepared to use them to your advantage. It is also important to be aware of the other party's strengths and weaknesses, and to use them to your advantage as well. Being confident in your negotiation skills will help you to remain calm and focused, and to make decisions that are in your best interests. Confidence also helps to build trust between the parties involved in the negotiation. When the other party sees that you are confident in your abilities and that you are willing to negotiate in good faith, they will be more likely to trust you and to be willing to work with you. This trust can help to create a more productive and successful negotiation. Finally, having confidence in your negotiation skills can help to give you the courage to take risks and to make bold decisions. This can be especially important when negotiating complex deals or when dealing with difficult people. Having the confidence to take risks and to make bold decisions can help to ensure that you get the best possible outcome from the negotiation. Main idea number 13. Negotiating with integrity means that all parties involved should be honest and act in good faith. This means that all parties should be open and honest about their interests and needs, and should not attempt to deceive or manipulate the other party. It also means that all parties should be willing to compromise and work together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Negotiations should be conducted in a respectful manner, and all parties should be willing to listen to each other and work together to find a solution. Negotiations should also be conducted in a timely manner, and all parties should be willing to commit to a timeline for reaching an agreement. Finally, all parties should be willing to abide by the terms of the agreement once it is reached. Negotiating with integrity is essential for successful negotiations. It helps to ensure that all parties are treated fairly and that the agreement reached is beneficial to all parties involved. Negotiating with integrity also helps to build trust between the parties, which is essential for successful negotiations. Negotiations should be conducted in a respectful manner, and all parties should be willing to listen to each other and work together to find a solution. Negotiations should also be conducted in a timely manner, and all parties should be willing to commit to a timeline for reaching an agreement. Finally, all parties should be willing to abide by the terms of the agreement once it is reached. Main idea number 14. Understanding the impact of culture is essential for successful negotiations. Different cultures have different values, beliefs, and expectations, and these can have a significant impact on the negotiation process. It is important to be aware of potential misunderstandings and to take the time to understand the cultural differences between the parties involved. For example, in some cultures, it is considered rude to be direct and to make demands. In other cultures, directness is expected and appreciated. It is important to be aware of these differences and to adjust your approach accordingly. Additionally, different cultures may have different expectations regarding the negotiation process. For example, some cultures may prefer to negotiate in a more formal setting, while others may prefer a more informal approach. It is also important to be aware of the cultural context in which the negotiation is taking place. Different cultures may have different expectations regarding the roles of the parties involved, the topics that can be discussed, and the strategies that can be used. Understanding these cultural differences can help to ensure that the negotiation process is successful. Overall, understanding the impact of culture is essential for successful negotiations. It is important to be aware of potential misunderstandings and to take the time to understand the cultural differences between the parties involved. Additionally, it is important to be aware of the cultural context in which the negotiation is taking place and to adjust your approach accordingly. By understanding the impact of culture, you can ensure that the negotiation process is successful. Main idea number 15. Negotiating with empathy means being able to put yourself in the other person's shoes and understanding their perspective. It is important to be aware of their feelings and to be able to communicate in a way that shows you understand their point of view. This can help to build trust and create a more productive negotiation. It is also important to be able to listen to the other person and to be open to their ideas and suggestions. This can help to create a more collaborative atmosphere and can lead to better outcomes for both parties. Negotiating with empathy also means being able to recognize when the other person is feeling frustrated or overwhelmed and being able to adjust your approach accordingly. This can help to ensure that the negotiation is productive and that both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. Negotiating with empathy is an important skill to have in any business or personal situation. It can help to create a more productive and collaborative atmosphere and can lead to better outcomes for both parties. It is important to be aware of the other person's feelings and to be able to communicate in a way that shows you understand their point of view. It is also important to be able to listen to the other person and to be open to their ideas and suggestions. Being able to recognize when the other person is feeling frustrated or overwhelmed and being able to adjust your approach accordingly can help to ensure that the negotiation is productive and that both parties are able to reach an agreement that is beneficial to both sides. Main idea number 16. Negotiation strategies are essential for any successful negotiation. They can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations and to ensure that both parties come away with a satisfactory outcome. Negotiation strategies can be divided into two main categories: positional strategies and interest-based strategies. Positional strategies involve taking a hard line and making demands, while interest-based strategies involve finding common ground and working together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. When using positional strategies, it is important to be aware of the other party's interests and to be prepared to make concessions if necessary. It is also important to be aware of the other party's limits and to be willing to compromise. It is also important to be aware of the other party's needs and to be willing to meet them. Interest-based strategies involve finding common ground and working together to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. This involves understanding the other party's interests and needs and working together to find a solution that meets both parties' needs. It is important to be open to compromise and to be willing to make concessions if necessary. It is also important to be aware of the other party's limits and to be willing to work within them. Negotiation strategies can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations and to ensure that both parties come away with a satisfactory outcome. It is important to understand the different strategies and to use them strategically. By understanding the other party's interests and needs and being willing to compromise, it is possible to reach a mutually beneficial agreement. Main idea number 17. Negotiating with persuasion is a powerful tool that can help you get what you want in any business or personal situation. It involves using persuasive techniques to influence the other party and to get them to agree to your terms. Persuasion can be used to create a win-win situation, where both parties benefit from the negotiation. It can also be used to create a situation where one party gets more than the other. When using persuasion in negotiations, it is important to understand the other party's interests and needs. This will help you craft persuasive arguments that will be more likely to be accepted. It is also important to be aware of the other party's emotions and to use them to your advantage. For example, if the other party is feeling anxious, you can use this to your advantage by offering reassurance and support. It is also important to be aware of the power dynamics in the negotiation. If one party has more power than the other, it is important to use persuasion to level the playing field. This can be done by using persuasive techniques such as reframing the issue, using stories to illustrate points, and using humor to lighten the mood. Finally, it is important to be aware of the other party's nonverbal cues. This can help you understand how the other party is feeling and can help you adjust your approach accordingly. By understanding the other party's interests, needs, emotions, and nonverbal cues, you can use persuasion to your advantage and get the outcome you desire. Main idea number 18. Negotiation is an important skill to have in any business or personal situation. Different negotiation styles can be used to achieve different outcomes. It is important to understand the different styles and to use them strategically. The Negotiation Toolbox: How to Get What You Want in Any Business or Personal Situation by George Seidel outlines 5 different negotiation styles: competitive, cooperative, accommodating, compromising, and avoiding. Each style has its own advantages and disadvantages, and it is important to understand how to use each style effectively. The competitive style is focused on getting the best deal for oneself. It is often used when the negotiator has a strong position and is confident in their ability to get what they want. The cooperative style is focused on finding a mutually beneficial solution. It is often used when the negotiator is looking to build a long-term relationship with the other party. The accommodating style is focused on meeting the needs of the other party. It is often used when the negotiator is looking to build goodwill with the other party. The compromising style is focused on finding a middle ground between the two parties. It is often used when the negotiator is looking to reach a quick agreement. The avoiding style is focused on avoiding conflict and reaching a resolution without confrontation. It is often used when the negotiator is looking to avoid a long and drawn-out negotiation. By understanding the different negotiation styles and how to use them strategically, negotiators can increase their chances of getting what they want in any business or personal situation. Main idea number 19. Negotiation techniques are an important tool for anyone looking to gain an advantage in negotiations. By understanding the different techniques and using them strategically, you can increase your chances of getting the outcome you desire. The Negotiation Toolbox: How to Get What You Want in Any Business or Personal Situation by George Seidel provides an in-depth look at the various negotiation techniques available. It covers topics such as how to prepare for negotiations, how to use power and influence, how to handle difficult people, and how to close a deal. It also provides advice on how to use negotiation techniques to your advantage, such as how to use the power of persuasion, how to use the power of silence, and how to use the power of timing. By understanding the different negotiation techniques and using them strategically, you can increase your chances of getting the outcome you desire. Negotiation techniques can also be used to create a win-win situation. By understanding the interests of both parties, you can create a situation where both parties benefit. This can be done by finding common ground, understanding the other party's needs, and creating a solution that meets both parties' needs. Additionally, negotiation techniques can be used to create a sense of trust and understanding between the parties. This can be done by being honest and transparent, listening to the other party, and being willing to compromise. By using negotiation techniques to create a win-win situation, both parties can benefit from the negotiation. Negotiation techniques can also be used to create a sense of fairness. By understanding the interests of both parties, you can create a situation where both parties feel that they are being treated fairly. This can be done by being open to compromise, understanding the other party's needs, and creating a solution that meets both parties' needs. Additionally, negotiation techniques can be used to create a sense of trust and understanding between the parties. This can be done by being honest and transparent, listening to the other party, and being willing to compromise. By using negotiation techniques to create a sense of fairness, both parties can benefit from the negotiation. Main idea number 20. Negotiation tactics are strategies used to gain an advantage in negotiations. They can be used to gain concessions, to influence the other party, or to create a favorable outcome. Negotiation tactics can be divided into two categories: hard tactics and soft tactics. Hard tactics are more aggressive and involve threats, intimidation, and other forms of pressure. Soft tactics are more subtle and involve persuasion, compromise, and other forms of influence. It is important to understand the different tactics and to use them strategically. Hard tactics should be used sparingly and only when necessary, as they can be seen as aggressive and can damage relationships. Soft tactics should be used more often, as they are more likely to create a positive outcome. It is also important to be aware of the other party's tactics and to be prepared to counter them. Negotiation tactics can be used to gain an advantage in negotiations. It is important to understand the different tactics and to use them strategically. By using the right tactics, it is possible to gain concessions, influence the other party, and create a favorable outcome. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.